George,
yo, was that the shortest fucking article that I ever read, or did I miss something?
No, no, it really was. It really was. You imagine being sued for $10 million?
Wait, hold on a second. So it ended with wannabe George P?
Yep.
He didn't even mention me?
Nope.
I can't. Well,
why? Did you
want to
be?
Well, I know what his angle is, but he's so fucking dead. You're gonna destroy him, bro.
What? What's his angle?
His angle is the only thing he knows how to do. Fucking launch papers at people, and the Post is just fucked up for even. Like, thank God they didn't put your real names.
Oh yeah,
no,
yeah,
like,
then it wasn't over.
Name the Von agency, and that's gonna be a problem for them. You know, not a problem, but like, you know, like he named their fucking, he put their name in there. So
yeah,
they have
Letitia, Letitia the CEO, Letitia the CEO of the Von agency. And Letitia's funny because she's like, she's told the truth. She's like, Richardson was never our client.
That's great. If she really sticks to that, okay, and everybody really fucking just, like, sticks it out and doesn't freak out, like, and you have to listen to me because, like, I need to freak out, like, you know, hear something or react to something or act irrational or whatever. If everybody just chills out, this man will destroy himself.
Well, I already heard something. I already heard something else. And we got to see a man later today.
Well, remember, first of all, some of the stuff that you hear is not always 100%. So,
this is.
So as long as we vet it and it's official, that's great. But I do believe, because I did speak to Manny, I still believe very firm that if we just stay the course, at the times, do his article, because he happens to be, from what I've like looked into,
what
he is not to fucking put your name out there, which he's doing not only in social media, but in fucking print, in the papers, talking openly. Then there's I guess you got this at 2:30, so I don't know how you initially reacted, but, you know, I'm glad you calmed down.
Well,
because
but I went to sleep. Your name, Amanda Farinacci's name. Every one of us are in this lawsuit.
I understand. I get that. But I just undo himself before the lawsuit could even go anywhere. You understand?
Yeah.
And that's why the Von agency
picked it up. He confessed to us. So
right. Well,
I want the prosecutor to stop. I want the prosecutor to stop his suit against us.
I don't know that he can do that. Putting out the wrong information or reacting in an irrational manner. I think what we should do is not talk to anybody else. Nobody, George. I'm talking about try for fucking 2 days, like, to literally, no Mike Beck, no Martha Blunt or him, want to go and sit with this guy to give him information that will end this swift and in the strongest way possible. And for reasons which are obvious, which he obviously is. If he... He goes against attorney-client privilege, which he obviously is. If he does things of a grievous nature, which he obviously is. If he...
This is over right now. Okay? If he's booking out like this...
Listen, all he's doing...
He's got no clients.
Listen, this is his out. He thinks he's going to sue for 10, get one or 500,000, and restart his life.
It's New York. No proof at all.
Listen to me. No proof.
So wait a minute.
We have
proof
to the contrary.
Exactly, and the only one that disparaged him.
I got arrested for something stupid, okay? So here we all are, you understand? We all are in this situation. Then we get the information, we put it out, he gets his spot blown. Almost certain that unless God comes down and fucking shows his face, there is no way that this could go any other way. Okay, so how do... You know, where do we get to fucking say that we're the victim? Okay, that's not happening. So once that happens, okay, and people do the timeline, like I told you, we're giving them everything right now. And that's it. It's over. Lock, stock, two smoking barrels, put the fucking screw in the fucking, into the wood, it's over. And that's it. Whoever you can, okay, and try to take them out before they fucking take me out. And that, and maybe if he wiped out like 10, 15, 20 people, maybe he'd get away with this. But then he'd have that on his head.
Yeah, and I think, but we got to consult the lawyers about this on Tuesday. I think we should file
a lawsuit that fucking literally goes at this man with everything. Okay, I personally think that the countersuit would fucking take his fucking lawsuit.
I think we should, Manny and Matt, we should go to the grievance committee, like actually physically go there and demand an action taken now.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, you know, the truth. Like, so, like what really could fly or what may not fly or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
All right, anyway, listen, in a little bit, we got to meet up and then call Amanda. This morning, let me tell you about me, you, Amanda, and Amanda's uncle. And somehow, my uncle and this guy that he went to talk to, they're trying to tie everybody in together.
Okay, Amanda, she's got to protect us. So that'll never happen. So, like, okay, where's he going with that? And now he's bringing in that. Okay, so he's trying to tie in Debbie Rose. You know, I get arrested, I go through the motions, and he's checking me out. So, and then the DA just goes, oh, we have a system, you know, we got to have to follow it. I'm like, all right, guys, you know, enough. And if they keep doing that, then